For whatever reason, in third grade this year, our students outperformed our fourth graders in reading. And that's unusual. So that's a trend we didn't expect. And that was true for all three elementary schools. When you're looking at these scores, you're looking at all three campuses averaged together. When you look at the individual campuses, the numbers are different. And you'll get a more detailed report probably at the June nighttime board meeting when I actually go into depth about longitudinal data, like, you know, how the kids did as a cohort group in their previous school year versus this year. What you're looking at right now is comparing this year's third graders to last year's third graders. So it's two different groups of kids. Mm-hmm. And so when we prepare the final data, we like to look at how did this class as a whole do last year versus this year in the subject of reading and, math when that's available to us and so on. We also noticed that third graders statewide seem to do pretty well, but we were very proud that we beat the state average by quite a few percentage points. As far as writing, we're still struggling in writing. And we don't know why our fourth grade didn't do a little better, but they didn't do as well in reading as we expected either. So reading and writing are closely connected. And we could say it's a more difficult test, but since we're not allowed to look at the test, we don't know. However, there will be release tests available from Pearson. You know, that's our testing company. And now that some of what Pearson's been doing for TEA has been delegated to ETS, it could be that we're not going to get as much information as we have been getting. But certainly those release tests are very helpful to us because it actually shows us the questions that were asked and the answer choices the kids had.